91X News.
It's 12 degrees and cloudy at 5 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm Taylor Rankema. A Loyalist College student, Miller Reynolds, will be hosting a live blog tonight. Anyone interested in talking about bullying should go to qnetnews.ca at 7 o'clock. Anyone is welcome to ask or answer questions, share experiences, and talk with others about bullying. E-journalism professor Rob Washburn, as well as many members of the new Parents Against Childhood Bullying Group, will be participating in the chat. For Quinte West OPP, distracted driving has been one of the top four proactive traffic initiatives for the past 2 years. They say taking your eyes off the road for just a second can prove fatal for you and someone around you. So far this year, Quinte West officers have stopped 115 vehicles and charged those drivers for driving while texting or talking on a cell phone. With full-time faculty contracts set to expire in August, members from the Ontario Public Service Employees Union, or OPSU, recently met to set their demands for a new deal. Among those demands are matters such as class sizes, academic freedom, and salary. According to Pat Dockrill, vice president of OPSU 420, they represent faculty at Loyalist College. He says maintaining union principles is at the foreground.
Things that, you know, we want to make sure that we maintain our union principles, we maintain our educational principles.
President of OPSU 420, Bernard Belanger, says that in negotiations such as these, minor details can play an important role.
Changing a word in a collective agreement might mean nothing to you, but it might have far-reaching effects.
OPSU representatives will meet with the College Compensation and Appointments Council to hash out the details of the new contract in June. A forensic biologist says there's a 1 in 150 trillion chance that blood found on Michael Rafferty's car door was not Victoria Stafford's. Rafferty is on trial in London, Ontario, and has pleaded not guilty, to first-degree murder, sexual assault, and kidnapping in the 2009 death of the 8-year-old girl. Scientists are also testifying today about two blonde hairs found on a black coat seized from Rafferty's home following his arrest. And the Liberals need NDP support to pass the budget to avoid another election, but Premier Dalton McGuinty says the NDP's budget demands would add $1 billion a year in spending. NDP leader Andrea Horvath says her call for a new income tax on people earning more than $500,000 a year would pay for most of the NDP's budget demands. Horvath says she was taken aback by McGuinty's claim about the cost of her party's demands and warns the Liberals are in for some tough negotiations. The first vote on the budget motion is still 2 weeks away, and McGuinty says there's lots of time to reach a deal with the NDP and avoid defeating the minority government. The calls for Defence Minister Peter MacKay to be fired over the Auditor General's scathing F-35 report have gotten louder and nastier.
The opposition Liberals pointed to a flub yesterday in Halifax where Peter MacKay referenced the wrong statistical table in trying to make his case over the conflicting numbers associated with last week's bombshell audit. Liberal House Leader Mark Garneau says it made him question whether MacKay is either incompetent
or is he not too bright.
The personal attack follows claims the Conservative government lied over the cost of the multi-billion dollar program by not including roughly $10 billion in regular ongoing operational expenses. Murray Brewster, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
And America's top lawman vows a complete federal investigation in the case of Trayvon Martin, an unarmed black 17-year-old who was shot and killed by a neighborhood watch volunteer, George Zimmerman, this past February in Florida.
Attorney General Eric Holder says the Justice Department will conduct a thorough and independent review of the evidence in the Trayvon Martin case.
If we find evidence of a potential federal criminal civil rights crime, we will take appropriate action. And at every step, the facts and the law will guide us forward.
Speaking to a civil rights organization here in the nation's capital, Holder said one of the Justice Department's top priorities is preventing and combating youth violence and victimization. David Melendi, Washington.
A Korean Air flight forced to land on Vancouver Island because of a bomb threat still hasn't been cleared for takeoff. Passengers and crew have been checked, but teams are still searching baggage, cargo, and the plane itself for anything suspicious. The Boeing 777 was carrying 149 passengers from Vancouver to Seoul yesterday afternoon. It made the emergency landing at CFB Comox under escort by two U.S. fighter jets. And a California prison panel has denied parole to mass murderer Charles Manson in his 12th bid for freedom.
In the room were family members of Manson's victims, all pushing for him to remain in prison. Quickly, it became clear parole commissioners had no intention of letting Manson go free. At one point, a commissioner quoted Manson.
I have put five people in the grave. I've been in prison most of my life. I am a very dangerous man. And this panel agrees with that statement.
Manson did not attend the hearing. He'll be up for parole again in 15 years. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Scientists say the Titanic has added critical insights into the workings of the ocean. Microbiologist Roy Cullimore has been to the wreck three times and says the Titanic has shone a light on a rarely studied part of the deep ocean.
The Titanic has had the focus that it's brought science into that deep ocean environment, which is incidentally very, very expensive to go to. And the bottom line is that she's slowly degrading, and what we're looking at really is nature's natural pattern of recycling everything. She does it beautifully.
Canadian scientists discovered that a microbe is slowly eating away at the Titanic and could leave little left of the fabled ship in a decade or so. That's 91X News to 506. John Woldrick has sports next.
All right, team, that was great. If we keep this up, we'll make it to the finals.
So, Dad, how about a reward? You could take us out for lunch.
You got it. It's pizza time at Brenda's Pizza Factory. I can feed the entire team delicious, healthy, homemade food without breaking the bank. What do you say, boys?
Brenda's Pizza Factory, with three locations to serve you. In Belleville, call 968-3336, and in Napanee, 354-3000.
Good afternoon. I'm John Boldrick with 91X Sports. It was an afternoon start for the Toronto Blue Jays today as they wrapped up their series with a win. The Jays beat the Boston Red Sox 3-1 in MLB action. The Jays' offense was powered by Rajay Davis, who went 1-for-2 with an RBI triple. Ricky Romero got the start for the Jays, delivering 8 1/3 solid innings of three-hit ball with 5 strikeouts along the way. The Jays have an off day tomorrow, but are home to the Baltimore Orioles on Friday. The NHL playoffs begin tonight with a trio of interesting first-round matchups. In the East, 4-seeded Pittsburgh Penguins battle number 5 Philadelphia in a game which is certainly surrounded by some bad blood. Things are a little busy over in the Western Conference as Detroit takes on Nashville. The teams split their 6 regular season matchups. And finally, in the late game, first-place Vancouver faces off with the 8th-place LA Kings. The Canucks will be without star forward Daniel Sedin, who is still recovering from a concussion suffered at the hands of Chicago Blackhawk Duncan Keith. The Edmonton Oilers didn't need to be the league's worst team this time around to secure the top draft pick. Edmonton leapfrogged over Columbus in the NHL draft lottery to win the first overall pick. It's the third straight year the Oilers have held the top pick after taking Taylor Hall and Ryan Nugent-Hopkins in 2010 and 2011 respectively. Montreal will pick third, the New York Islanders get the fourth pick, and Toronto will select fifth. It's the third. If the Oilers end up keeping the pick, they will just be the second franchise to make it 3 straight number one selections. Guy Lafleur wouldn't hire Patrick Waugh as the Montreal Canadiens' next head coach. The Habs legend says Waugh's emotional and frankness would make him too much of a target for the media. Montreal is looking to fill the coaching spot currently held by interim coach Randy Cunningworth after a disastrous season. Friends and family of Sarah Burke gathered in Whistler Village, BC last night for a memorial to the free skiing pioneer. The 28-year-old Burke died in January following a bad fall during training in Utah. Sarah's husband, Rory Bushfield, was among those to speak at the memorial.
It's hard for me to put into words how much you mean to me and how much you've done for me. It's so much. I'm so lucky to have spent the time that I have with you.
Burke was celebrated as one of the most influential athletes in winter sport. She was instrumental in helping get her sport into the Olympics for 2014. Two bouts are now official for the upcoming UFC 149 in Calgary. In a matchup of welterweights trying to right the ship, Thiago Alves will take on Yoshihiro Akiyama. Well, in featherweight action, Antonio Carvalho matches up with former Ultimate Fighter competitor George Roop. Officials from UFC Canada have confirmed the fights. UFC 149 takes place on July 21st. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Taylor Renkema with 91x weather.
Today, mainly cloudy and a high of plus 10. For tonight, a few clouds with a low of plus 2. And tomorrow, sunny with a high of 14. Right now in Belleville, it's 8 degrees. 91x News on the air and online at 91x.fm. I'm Taylor Renkema with John Boldrick, 91x News.